The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen again anytime, 24/7. Visit our podcast page at LarryMarino.com. Sunday morning, newsmakers, AM 870, The Answer.
Economic turmoil brought on by coronavirus-mandated business closures and cutbacks has left more than half of Los Angeles County residents out of work, with local job losses spiraling at a rate steeper than the national average. That, according to a USC study, and to talk about that study, we're going to talk with Jill Darling, Survey Director. The Understanding Coronavirus America study, led by USC Dornsife Center for Economic and Social Responsibility and supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us.
Happy to join you.
Now, you're with the Dornsife Center for Economic and Social Research. Jill, I understand those job losses lowered the percentage of employed residents from 61% in mid-March to about 45% in mid-April. Interesting.
Yeah, that was in Los Angeles. We did see about a 26% change, a drop of 16 percentage points since we measured it in March.
Were you able to compare that to numbers nationally?
We were. We had when we first measured it in March, LA and nationally were just over 60% employed in both regions. So when we measured it again this time, we saw another drop in the national numbers, not quite as dramatically. It was 10 points from dropping from 62% to 52% over that same time period.
All right. So a breakout by groups. What did the study show as far as Black and Latino residents?
We did see that that job losses were particularly high among African Americans and Latinos. About 21% of African Americans and 18% of Latinos lost their jobs during that period, compared to about 15% of whites.
What about women?
And for women, 17% of women compared to 14% of men lost their jobs during that time.
Now, what was the report based on? How did you go about doing this? Because maybe it's probably easy to find people because we're all at home.
Well, we have a panel of it's a national probability based panel, which means that we have a random selection of households from the countryside that we invite to come in and do surveys with us. So that's the Understanding America study. And we do a variety of kinds of surveys with this group of people. And we had about 5,500, I think, for this report. That's what the numbers were. It's a little higher now because we have people coming in over time. And these people are members of our online panel who have agreed to do our tracking survey. They do one survey every other week for people who are not in Los Angeles. And then Angelenos have another short survey they fill out once a week. So what we do, what we have is a really nice daily update from these folks who are assigned to participate on a certain day of the week. And they will come in and answer these questions. So we have a constant stream of new information coming in.
Other information that's interesting, the study asked about the chance of LA County residents running out of money. This is one of those issues that when you think of it, you always hear these numbers that a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. What did you find out? What are they telling you?
Yeah, so we asked the folks who do have a job, still have a job now, to estimate their chance of losing their job. And nationally, workers estimated that chance at about 15%. In LA, it was higher. They estimated their chance at losing their job at about 22%. So they gave it, close to a 1 in 4, between 1 in 4 and 1 in 5 chance of losing their job. And then we asked everybody whether or not they were still working, about the impact on their finances, and asked them to estimate their chance of running out of money. So overall, Americans put their chance of running out of money at just over 1 in 5, and Angelenos at 1 in 3.
Interesting. Feelings of anxiety also measured in this. People were asked to comment on how they feel.
Yeah, so what we have done is we have some measures of anxiety and depression that we have been asking over time. We've also asked it previous to this so that we can help keep track of how people are doing. We did see an increase in the percentage of people who were getting a score of at least having some anxiety. So a low to high score of having some anxiety or depression increased by 9 percentage points nationally. We did see that in Los Angeles, they started out a little more anxious in Los Angeles, and that also increased a little bit more there as well.
Jill, take us into some of the numbers. Groups that felt an increase in mental health issues. How did you measure this?
Right. So that was that symptoms of anxiety and depression, which changed nationally from 36% when we measured that in mid-March to 48% in mid-April in Los Angeles. And then nationally, it was increased from 30 to 39% over that period.
Right. And you break that out, male, female.
For men and women, we did see a bit more increase among women. But once again, you know, this measure tends to be a little bit higher for women to start with.
Here's an interesting one. What percentage of Americans now avoid public spaces? This is one that I think we all think about, and I don't know if we really talk about this, but you kind of measured some of this.
Right. So we did ask people about, you know, a variety of things that they might be doing to protect themselves from coronavirus. And that included a whole range of things, all the way from wearing a mask, avoiding restaurants, canceling activities, praying, stockpiling food and water. So, yeah, we see that avoiding public spaces was at about 69% in mid-March, and there was another 19% points increase since then. So we have a majority of people who say that they are avoiding spaces now. Oh, sorry, that's 25% increase, 25 percentage point increase since March. And so we have the vast majority of people now are saying that they're avoiding public spaces. And we also see an increase in mask wearing. That was fairly dramatic. It was only 18% when we asked it in mid-March, and we had another 60%. So, you know, we're very high percentage of people now are saying that they are wearing a mask or some other kind of face covering.
Yeah, and that's a story that if you follow the news, it evolved as health workers were the first around to wear them, and then they came up with the thought that the rest of us could wear non-medical masks, but, you know, protective covers. So that's one of those things where it evolves. I'm interested on the numbers of people who, you didn't use the word hoarding, but you did use the word, built up a storage of supplies? Explain what that was.
Stockpiling.
Okay.
Yeah, stockpiling.
What did they tell you about that? Because certainly the store shelves, you know, I could tell you toilet paper, paper towels, are a couple of the items, but for a while there, people were going pretty wild.
Yeah, and we did see 44% in March told us that they had been stockpiling food and water. We didn't ask specifically about paper products. I wish we had at this point, but, you know, when we were creating the survey, we didn't really realize that was going to happen. And then we just saw a 6% increase over that period of time. So I think people, you know, did a lot of their stockpiling early on, and then that's kind of leveled off in our survey.
Yeah, it seems like it. I know some of the stores have been, for a while, limiting people to two items on a shelf of a particular thing to avoid that stockpiling going to hoarding, kind of shifting up the ladder there. Overall, let's kind of take the overall 10,000-foot level of this. Any surprises, anything that stood out where it pretty much confirmed the things we already kind of knew, that people are very concerned about this, that they're listening to the requests by their health officials. They seem to be complying. Anything stand out from this list that you want to share?
I really think that, you know, in this list, it was really interesting, as you said, to see the impact of the evolution of the thinking about wearing masks. And I think we were doing this in, you know, 2-week waves. So we'll be starting another wave fairly soon, and we'll have data from that one as well. It'll be really interesting to see how that evolves over time. But I thought that was a big one. You know, you know, close to 70% who are saying they're working and studying at home. That's not a big surprise. I think the really big standout from this set of responses, and I should point out that this is preliminary data. Our final data will be available at the end of the month. And when it's available, it's actually available for download by other researchers who are interested in analyzing this data. So for this preliminary set of data, you know, it went up through the 14th. And so we are now going to be able to look and see what people were saying through the second half of April. And so that evolution is going to be very interesting. But the big drop off in jobs that, you know, compared to the reports that we get about unemployment, which are kind of lagging indicator because, they're looking at jobless claims. And our numbers point in that same dramatic direction. But we really have a look at, you know, people who had those jobs in March and these very same people, because they're in our panel, whether they had a job in April. And we'll see what that looks like in the next end of April. So
interesting.
Data that we'll be looking at.
It would be interesting in the future if you could talk with folks and get their attitudes about this, what seems to be a challenge, open up the economy or stay the way we are. And what people are thinking about that, because there is, we're starting to see on the news the examples of those who are protesting. They're getting the cabin fever, and at the same time, they want to get this economy back going, and they don't think the solution is to continue holding everyone on lockdown.
Right. So, of course, we have, you know, everybody wants to get the economy back going again. This is a terrifying situation that we're in. And it would be really interesting to have that information, especially if we'd had it sort of across this time. We were really focusing very much on people's economic situations. We have another release coming out probably not this week, but next week, which is going to be focusing on their home life in terms of homeschooling children, the impact on their home life of having everybody working from home, who is and isn't able to work from home, and the impact on that. So, you know, we're looking at this really from a sort of more academic perspective, because we are economists and sociologists and psychologists. But the sort of political part of this, which includes, you know, people starting to feel like their rights are being abridged, is something that we don't really have a lot of data on. But there's a lot of people out there measuring it. So I'm sure there we'll see a lot of input on that and from other polling.
Well, Jill Darling, I want to thank you very much joining us from the Dornsife Center for Economic and Social Research and talking about this study called the Understanding Coronavirus in America study, led by USC and the Dornsife Center of Economic and Social Research and supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you being on the program today.
Sure, no problem. My pleasure. And we'll let you know when our next releases come out.
Take care now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Up next, the Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.